Hi folks, this recording is to provide just a little bit of information about how I grade or how I approach grading tasks for a writing class. Now, if you'll notice in each assignment, you'll see detail description as far as what you need to do to complete the assignment. And you'll also see a grading rubric. Grading rubrics may have 4 or 5 categories. They may have 3 categories. For example, I might be grading based on content. Maybe that's worth 60 points. Format, and that's as far as if you've single spaced and skipped a space in between paragraphs. If you made use of maybe using listing or what the document actually looks like. And then also maybe 20 points will be awarded for grammar and writing style as far as how you're applying writing styles such as active voice, parallel construction, and also proper grammar. Maybe that might be worth 20 points in the grading rubric. So before you approach an assignment, please make sure that you understand what the assignment description is. If you have any questions, please let me know. I'd be glad to clarify. And then also look at the grading rubric and those grading criteria that I'm going to use for grading your work. Now, when I approach grading a student's paper, everyone starts at 0 points, and then you earn points based on how well you've met the criteria for the actual assignment. Now, points are awarded above and beyond if you've done above and beyond work as far as based on what I've described and what I've asked for an assignment. If you've met those criteria, that's usually an average. Somebody, if you've met the minimum requirements for an assignment, that's going to earn you a C. Now, if you've excelled or gone above and beyond what I've asked you to do an assignment, that's where more points will be awarded, and that gives you or will earn points closer towards the B or A average. So again, when I approach grading a student's paper, everyone starts at 0. A lot of times students assume when papers are being graded that they start at 100 points and points are deducted. That's not how I approach grading. Everyone starts at 0. The minimum requirements will give you or earn you a C on an assignment. And then as far as how far you've exceeded or gone above and beyond what those expectations are, those are going to earn towards a B or an A level work. If you have any questions about grading, please let me know. Take care and good luck with your assignments.